And that was the late Randy Rhoads, a little bit from the album Blizzard of Oz, and it was especially for a fellow who sent me two cartoons. He also, I think, sends cartoons to Krang magazine, and he's very good. Simon Freeston, thank you very much for the cartoons. I'm going to have him frame, mate. Thank you. In Sheffield. And also, happy birthday to your brother, Jeremy. 5 days ago, he was 16 years of age. Congratulations, Jeremy. Hope you had a good birthday. Export, you heard before that, from an album which is out not in this country at all. The record company in this country as yet don't seem to want to release it. Maybe they will in the future. It's on Epic in the States. Export are a band from Liverpool, a four-piece band who formed in 1982. It's their second album. The album is called Living in the Fear of the Private Eye. The track will be...
Shoot your wad real quick like it. Oh! In 10 seconds.
Love. Ortega, is there something new? There's a brand new single. What should I look out for the brand new video? And also, it's a song about being on the road, which we call home. It's a song we call Home Sweet Home.
Here we go! This is some hands up tonight! Thank you.
I'll show you a new song of the Too Fast for Love album for you right now. Well, that's good because I want to hear a lot of singing going on tonight. Because this one goes out to all you live wires out here in Fresno tonight. We'll be right back. sing a new song, man, for everybody out there who hates the city life, you know? For everybody out there who has a city boy blues out there tonight. Stage tonight. Those animals are gonna turn that place into
Motley Crue, as they were in concert in Fresno, California. And I must tell you, that was a Westwood One production. Excellent stuff. This is the Friday Rock Show. It is 9.5 minutes now to 11 o'clock. And I hope you're all right.
Dixie Peach!
Yeah!
Put a bit of sparkle into the weekend and join me, Dixie Peach, on Radio 1 with the Midnight Runner Show.
Shake it up!
That's starting 9:30 Saturday night.
Shake it up!
And moving non-stop to the witching hour.
Oh, shake it up! Shake it up.
With ex-Buzzcocks Pete Shelley in session.
Shake it up.
And live, the Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah.
Shake it up.
Just remember, that's 9:30 Saturday.
Shake it
on
up.
On Radio 1 for radio that does not sleep.
Shake it up.
The Midnight Runner Show.
Action.
Action Radio.
Radio 1.
Time to lie back and enjoy it. But I don't know if you heard so far, I thought I'd better slip this in. The lineup so far for Donington is looking really excellent. Rumours abound that it is, and I'm sure you know anyway. Ozzy Osbourne, top of the bill. Scorpions are on the bill as well. Warlock from Germany, excellent band. And Def Leppard, that's what everybody's saying about Donington this year. Ozzy, Scorpions, Warlock and Def Leppard, and two more bands to be announced. Just as soon as we get to know, we'll let you know. Right, time to lie back and enjoy it. And the letter this week that puts the music on the turntables is from Neil Robinson of Fairfield Road, Jasmine, Newcastle upon Tyne. He says, "Dear Thomas, I hereby present to you 20-odd minutes of music guaranteed to make you listen." Then goes on to say, "This Neil, please donate the dough to leukemia research, which I'm happy to do, so that others don't suffer like my dad did until his merciful release."
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. That was the feature Lie Back and Enjoy It, put together by Neil Robinson of Jesmond, Newcastle upon Tyne. Nice one. The track you heard by Deep Purple, of course, Knocking at Your Back Door. The 12-inch version, that was the extended version. About which Neil says this, Purple from the more modern Perfect Strangers LP, complete with a perfectly controlled riff from Richie Blackmore, the world's second greatest guitarist. Before Deep Purple, Wasp, Wild Child, their current single. Not normally a fan of solid thrash-type metal, says Neil Robinson, but this one really made me sit up and want to take a bite out of the furniture. Status Quo from back in 1974 from the album Quo, the track Lonely Man. And Neil says, if this had been a single instead of just being on the Quo album, it would have been to Quo what Stairway to Heaven was to Led Zeppelin. Nevertheless, it is, in my humble opinion, the greatest song ever written. And those three chords are nowhere to be seen. We started off with Whitesnake from 1971 from the album Come and Get It. Just a brilliant song, classic Whitesnake. And when Bernie Marsden hits that solo, my ears just hit the wall. Well, Neil Robinson, you can take him off the wall, mate. Thank you very much indeed for that selection. Excellent. The £12 will go to Leukemia Research. Good luck to you, mate, and to the rest of your family as well. It's exactly a 11:15. This is the Friday Rock Show from BBC Radio 1. A few mentions now. Say hi to Adam Evans of Ellesmere Road, Berkhamsted. And tell him, even if he doesn't care much for me, as girlfriend material, I still love him. That was from Michelle Cartwright. Poor Philip Turner of Romilly in Cheshire. He says, dear TV, I'll be as old as Dave Lee Travis today. Ah, well, I'm Methuselah, don't worry about a thing. How about celebrating the birthday of somebody who's missed only one Friday Rock Show by playing Man Erg by Van de Graaff Generator? Well, you've got them behind me now, not with Man Erg, but with Theme 1. And I have taken, I've taken note of what you put in your letter, and I'll pass the suggestions on to Mr. Wilson, our noble producer. Chris Kent, happy birthday for a couple of days ago. How are you doing there, South Sea? Dear Thomas, says Nancy, here's your roving rock reporter in Reykjavik in Iceland. Haven't found any Icelandic bands yet, apart from Mezzoforte. Names like The Eruptions or Hot Lava would sound better, don't you agree? Missing the program and a certain person in deepest Hampshire. But I've been listening to Rush and Pink Floyd and Camel on my headphones in these wintry wastes. When she wrote this, it was -2 degrees centigrade in Reykjavik. Nancy says hello to that person. Is what it's all about. Right, the Hearin' Aid album is coming out soon. On the album there are tracks by Kiss, Rush, Dio, Scorpions, Jimi Hendrix, Y&T, Accept and Motorhead. Here are two of them. First Accept and then Motorhead, Motorhead.
Germanic man!
Two tracks from the forthcoming Here and Aid album. I think it's coming out June the 6th or thereabouts. Six of the tracks on the album, not released before. You've heard two of them there. Motorhead and On the Road, a live version, and then a live version of Accept, Up to the Limit. Just to remind you, also on the album are Kiss and Rush and Dio, Scorpions, Jimi Hendrix, and Y and T. Maybe a little bit later. A little bit more later. 27 and a half minutes past 11. On the Friday Rock Show, Michael Clark of the University of Essex, William Morris III, Wivenhoe Park, Colchester. Tom, I am a poor, lost black country lad, stranded here at university. And the only thing linking me with my mates is you. A tenuous link. Please, could you say hello to them? Well, good luck to them in their exams. They are Stan and Smithy at Rowley College and Kez at York University. Also, tell them I look forward to our next drink at the Crown in Dudley. Thanks a lot. Keep the excellent work going. We try. Michael Clark, how are you, mate? Good luck with your exams as well. Karen Howarth of Pontypridd, the Mid Glamorgan, sent me this, and she says, could you please mention my boyfriend on the Late Night Rock Show tonight? His name is Howard Jones, not that one. It would have been his 21st birthday, the day before on the 29th of May. He is from Swansea, and sadly we can't be together on his birthday, because we're both studying for exams, like the rest of the country at this time. So please could you give him a mention? Tell him I'm missing him, and thinking of him, and we will be together soon. It would cheer him up to hear his name. If possible, play Kashmir by Led Zeppelin. Couldn't fit it in tonight. Howard Jones, regards and love from Karen. Bob Harkness calls himself Beaker. He's in Kent and Harrow, Middlesex. Could you please mention and play a record for my mate Steve Barnett, who's getting married to Bev tomorrow in Bristol. He is an outstanding bloke. Tell him I admire his taste in women, bikes and music, though not necessarily in that order. I do also wish them the very, very best of luck, of course. Steve and Bev, good luck for tomorrow from all of us here in the BBC and also from Bika. Oh, that's no good. Just got to find me a nurse.
It's time for your medication, Mr. Brown.
I'm formula. DNA fraction is the number 23. Now we have one atom to be before the jury of the council. She's been given her final verdict. Guilty as charged.
Excellent thrash band. They're called Agent Steel. That album actually was sent to me by a mate of mine in Holland. His name is Pete Corbijn, who may be listening. Hello, Pete, thank you very much for the album. Nice to be able to play it on the radio. Thanks also for the pictures of Agent Steel as they were in concert, doing a nice gig in a place called Middelburg over there in Holland. How are you? Thanks, Pete, for the album once again. It's out on the Roadrunner label, so I guess you could get it on import in this country. Agent Steel, if you like it, the album's called Skeptics Apocalypse. The track was Guilty as Charged. Before that, Anthrax, their new single, 12-inch version, is out on Island Records in this country, Madhouse. 20 and a half minutes to midnight. And this I should have read out last week. I can hardly read what's written here. It says, Hi El Loco Boch Bananas, whatever that means, and the rest of the Hockley Heads. See you soon from Phil. Wanted a bit of AC/DC, some coming up. Somebody who's really into thrash is a fellow called Paul of Blenheim Road, Gloucester. Says, can you put a lot more skull-ripping, heaviest metal mayhem on the show? Well, have to sort of try and balance it out. Never quite achieve the correct balance, but we try. Hope you enjoyed Anthrax and Agent Steel. Something slightly different coming up. Like this, from Texas, but recorded in Fulham.